Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rosa Balfour. I'm the Director of Carnegie Europe, and I'm delighted to welcome you to this debate on NATO 2030, adapting to a new world. The occasion for this debate is provided by the publication of a report entitled NATO 2030, United for a New Era. The report was crafted by 10 experts invited by the Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to reflect independently on NATO's relevance, its strengths, its weaknesses, and to make proposals for NATO to adapt to a changing world. I'd like to mention the group of independent experts that have contributed to this effort. The group includes John Bew from the UK, Greta Bossenmeier from Canada, Anja Dahlgaard-Nielsen from Denmark, Marta Dassault from Italy, Thomas de Maizière from Germany, Anna Fotelja from Poland, Ambassador Tarjan Ildem from Turkey, Wes Mitchell from the US, Hubert Vidrin from France, and Herna Verhagen from the Netherlands. You can see on your screen links to the report and also to the group members and their bios. So before our panel discussion on this report, I would like to pass this virtual floor to NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, who initiated this process, for some opening remarks and I hope some indications of how NATO will make good use of this report. Please, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Rosa, and many thanks to Carnegie for hosting today's event. A year ago, NATO leaders asked me to future-proof our alliance by making NATO stronger politically and fit to face any challenge. And this is why I launched NATO 2030, to make our strong alliance even stronger for the next decade and beyond. To support my work, as you said, I appointed a group of 10 independent experts. Five women and five men, who represent the diversity of our alliance and brings a depth of knowledge and experience from their respective fields. After months of hard work and many consultations, all virtual, last week the group delivered a substantial report. So today I want to thank each and every one of them. Anja, Anna, Greta, Erna, Hubert, John, Marta, and Tarjan. And a special thanks to Thomas and Wes for your able stewardship. I am really delighted that you are both here to represent the group today. Your report is a valuable input to NATO 2030. I will continue my consultations over the coming months, and I will put forward a number of strategic level recommendations at the next NATO summit when NATO leaders meet in 2021. Earlier this fall, I stated that the time has come for a new strategic concept for NATO, and this should be one of the outcomes of NATO 2030. And I welcome that the group has also included this in their report, because our security environment has dramatically changed over the last 10 years and will continue to change. So we must continue to adapt. Your report shows that we build on strong foundations. It confirms that NATO is strong and is agile, because we have been able to adapt both militarily and politically. Since 2014, we have responded to a changing security environment, delivering on our military responsibilities with modern capabilities, higher readiness, and increased investment in defense. We have also adapted politically by increasing political consultation among allies on issues that matter for our shared security, including arms control, emerging and disruptive technologies and resilience. Political consultation and decision-making are in action every day at NATO. When I launched the NATO 2030 project early this year, I outlined three priorities: to remain a strong military alliance, become stronger politically and take a more global approach. Keeping NATO strong militarily is essential for our security. Our success as an alliance is based on our unity and the strength of our military forces. This is why the commitment to invest more in defence and to achieve fairer burden sharing is as relevant as ever. Looking at 2030, we need to continue to demonstrate our solidarity and in tangible ways, in particular by providing the forces, capabilities and resources needed to defend the Euro-Atlantic area. To remain a strong military alliance, we also must continue to modernize and invest in innovation. In a world where bytes and big data are as important as bullets and battleships, NATO should play a greater role in helping to preserve our technological edge. Our strong militaries must be able to rely on resilient societies. Resilience is our first line of defense. So, as part of NATO 2030, we should strengthen and broaden our commitment to the resilience of our critical infrastructure and assets. NATO also needs to be stronger politically. This is the only place where North America and Europe meet every day to discuss, decide and act together. For NATO to become stronger politically, we must continue to acknowledge that, yes, we have our differences. We have had them in the past and we have them now. Open and frank exchanges can be difficult, but they are essential to foster unity and solidarity, and to work towards common approaches. Finally, a more global alliance does not mean a change of focus for NATO. We are a regional alliance, and we will remain a regional alliance. But the challenges we face are increasingly global. From terrorism and climate change to the rise of China and its implications for the global balance of power, the international order, and our own security. To address these challenges, we need to work together even closer as allies, to defend the rules-based international order and to uphold the norms and values that enable us to live freely and in prosperity. We also need to cooperate even more closely with our partners near and far, to stand together as a community of like-minded democracies. NATO 2030 is an opportunity to renew and strengthen the transatlantic bond, to ensure we continue to adapt, to keep our people safe today, for 2030 and beyond. So let me thank the whole group of experts for its excellent work. And many thanks to Carnegie and everyone watching online for your support and interest in NATO 2030.